It's me again, your pal John T. Hill here at Reeves. Basically, today was an okay day, except a friend of mine hit on a subject that I'm very uncomfortable talking about because it's kind of embarrassing and it's too long to explain here. All I'll say is that my family, while I love them dearly, has many times in the past when I really needed them, and it goes beyond this particular issue, has let me down. And it's one of those things I think my mom knew about. And my mom was one of those people who wasn't very overly emotional when I was growing up. And I don't know, I think that at times, I never doubted that she loved me. It's just that, how do I put it? I think she never showed she was proud of me when I did things that should have made her proud. And I'll never forget the two times I was going off to college, back in 94 to Greensboro, and that was a clusterfuck. She acted like it was no big deal. Her oldest son, the first member of this side of her family to go off to college, and she acted like it was no big deal. And she didn't even get off work to help me move up there. My sister's then boyfriend helped me move up there. And it really bothered me for a long time. And then 98 comes along, I'm going to Appalachian State. My mom does the same thing. And it made me feel like that my mom didn't care that I was going up there. And my sister definitely didn't care. She just acted like it was an inconvenience to her. And that bothered me. And it still does. It made me feel like that here I was wanting to achieve great things and my own family doesn't care. And they did act like they weren't proud of me. And it bothered me. It still bothers me to this day. And I love my mom dearly. And I know a lot of people who had worse moms, but frankly, there were times that my mom should have told me she was proud of me, and she didn't. Like when I graduated from high school, like when I graduated from Isothermal Community College, like other times. And it seemed like she was indifferent at times towards stuff like that. When I failed a class, my English, freshman English in high school, she didn't seem that upset about it. You know, and that's what bothered me, is the fact that, and don't get me wrong, I love my mom to death. I wish she was still here. She's been dead 3.5 years. But I wish she'd been more empathetic, compassionate, you know, outwardly. You know, it's the stuff you say and do that matter, and if you don't do it but you think it, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to show love. You have to show what you feel towards somebody. Because if you say, well, they know I love them, that don't count. If they don't know it, and you have to say it, you don't have to say it every single day, 10 times a day to get it done. But it does matter what you say to your loved ones and your kids and your parents and all this. And it's one of the reasons I blew up today. Not the reason, but one of the reasons. So, well, that's it for now.